kilometres per hour. Well, yesterday, just after 9, dramatic tremors rocked homes and buildings in Melbourne and are likely to be caused by Australia's continent actually edging north and crunching into the Asia-Pacific nations. Now, Curtin University structural geologist, Professor Chris Elders, said Australia is moving away from Antarctica at about 7 centimetres a year. Rapid speed in geological terms, unsettling plates surrounding the nation and forcing the earth under our feet to move at regular intervals. Freshwater man, he spends a fair bit of time actually down in Victoria because he's got a cafe not far from Mansfield. He joins us live online this morning. Paul, good morning, Paul. I believe you probably had a bit of a quieter start to the day today than what you did yesterday, hey?
Absolutely, Murray. Today feels a lot better.
I bet. Now, tell me, I believe it was just after 9. What time was it yesterday morning that things started to go a bit strange at the cafe?
Oh, I really couldn't tell you. Down here in the Jamison country, you don't look at your watch.
Is that right? But I believe you just walked to the front of the cafe, and I think you said you just sat down. Explain to me what happened.
Yeah, I just walked out to do some work on the computer and there was an almighty bang, a really loud noise with a huge vibration. And the first thing I thought was, oh no, my gas bottles. But then they're only 20 feet behind me. I thought, nah, for the gas bottles, I'd be dead. Mm. But it was still rumbling. So I jumped up and ran outside to check out my neighbor's gas bottle. And by the time I got outside, you know, the building was shaking, the trees were shaking, everything was shaking. Things were falling off the shelves. So it very quickly worked out that it was a pretty bad earthquake.
And so what about the other people, in Jamison? Were people equally as dazed? You know, what happened? What did you guys do? Because I believe you walked out onto the street.
I walked down the street and people, while the ground was shaking underneath us, everybody was just looking at each other. So what do you do? You say, well, what do we do? What do you do?
Incredible stuff. Now tell me, how long did it actually last, do you reckon?
It seemed like an eternity because it just kept going on and on and on. It got bigger and bigger and bigger. After the initial bang, it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and then things started falling off. I lost a lot of beer glasses.
Did you? Is that right? Yeah.
Thank heavens it was the morning and there was no beer in them.
At least you didn't lose too much of the beer. But what do you think? You know, was it 30 seconds? Do you know exactly how much the time actually was?
Yeah, it'd be 20, 30 seconds, easy.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. And what about after tremors? Because there's certainly been a fair bit of talk about, the risk that there are likely to be some further tremors. Have you felt anything since in Jamison?
Yeah, not too long after the main one. We got another one that was fairly violent as well, which held everybody just stop again in the street and just look at each other and say, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
But no, that's the last one I personally have felt here in Jamison. It seems to have drifted down to Melbourne.
Okay, and they seem to be getting more of those aftershocks there. Now, I believe this is not the first time you've actually been an earthquake. I think you sound like you're in a pretty serious one actually in the Philippines.
Yeah, we were in Manila just before Mount Pinatubo blew up, and there was a really bad one up there.
Mm, pretty scary stuff by the sound of it.
Five of us sitting around a hotel having cocktails by the pool, and all of a sudden we're all falling over backwards. And
gee.
The city buildings are swaying and we're all looking up saying, well, what do you do?
Yeah.
And then the swimming pool had a 40-foot wave bouncing up either end.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You see that on cruise ships from time to time when they're in rough weather, but it sounds like an earthquake could do similar things. Now, look, just tell me, you know, with respect to some of the property damage, particularly around your part of the world and further north there, up towards Mansfield, obviously not a lot of, physical damage that you can see in most places, but what about some of the structural damage? Often, you get stuff that's actually not immediately detectable with foundations. Any concerns about some of that long-term damage?
Yeah, there is a fair bit of concern. People are getting in inspectors left, right and centre just to go over their buildings because it did shake. Everything shook. Yeah, my place is okay. Like I said, and a lot of people had paintings and ceramic ware fall off walls and smash.
Yeah, right. So I guess probably just more of a general cleanup. And it was interesting, I was talking to you just the other day and you said to me, I'm dying to get back to Cairns. I want to get back to Cairns after the riots, after the lockdowns, after trying to run a business in regional Victoria. I should imagine a beeline to Cairns is something that you're pretty keen to do, especially after what happened yesterday on top of all this.
Yeah, Yeah, well, yesterday was the first time I haven't been cold in Jonathan. I think the adrenaline took over.
Yes, right. I can imagine. Hey, Paul, from Freshwater and from Jamison from time to time, but I think he's going to be back in Cairns spending a fair bit of time here in the not-too-distant future. Mate, thanks for your report and your first-hand experience of what happened there in Victoria yesterday.
Hey, no problem at all.
Actually, can I play a song for you? It's a bit mean. This is Rockin' Me by the Steve Miller Band. But after what happened yesterday, it's probably fair, Paul. Cheers.
I love it. Love
it. Man.
Thanks, buddy.
It's 846 4CA. Welcome along to the Breakfast Show. 4CA's $1,000 secret sound. We're going to rock the foundations. It's on the way shortly.